Studio, we have a very special episode. We have Scott in the studio with Jeff. What's going on, Scott?
Nothing much, man. It's pretty big news day.
We decided to put up the bat signal and release a very special episode because Bernie just won Nevada.
Yeah.
Whoa, what the hell? Bernie won Nevada. Nobody saw that shit coming when he was up like 20 points on the last polls coming forward, but everybody wanted to deny it and say,
I mean, it's by a great margin. Like, all the people behind him put their scores together and still couldn't beat him. Like,
yeah, well,
or at least the top three.
Yeah, and then Bernie. So the thing is, Bernie's 3-0, and that's like, again, if Pete Buttigieg or if Elizabeth Warren or if Joe Biden, either of them had gone 3-0, it would be like, okay, everybody, y'all back off, y'all bend the knee, y'all step aside because it's over. But instead, we get MSNBC and James Carville saying, like, well, looks like Russia's winning this primary.
Yeah.
And let's wait till Super Tuesday. Nothing matters, really.
Bernie's kind of on his Goldberg streak. And all these guys like Chris Matthews and like all these fossils like James Carville who have like never won anything. Just like they're getting together and they're being like, oh man, Putin's really working one over on us. He's doing it again.
Or the things that they have won historically have been bad. So like James Carville, for example, I suppose, he was one of the big guys behind Clinton. He was the guy that came up with the it's the economy stupid thing. Remember that?
No.
About, like, he actually wasn't wrong in the sense that like the core component of what wins elections is talking about the economy. And basically, it was so simple. It was like, it's the economy, stupid.
Yeah, but now he's like, sitting on all these boards.
Now, it's Putin, stupid.
He's on NBC, MSNBC with his like nerdy ass like Mardi Gras shirt.
Yeah, and it was never. I mean, again, it was never like anybody that was good. But at least he had good political instincts, I suppose. And that's apparently gone by him.
I mean,
I guess we could jump right into it, right?
Yeah, I mean, like him, like his big thing was like Clinton, like you said, but like Chris Matthews, his big
Bobby Kennedy and Tip and Reagan.
Yeah, his big hero is Tip O'Neill, the guy who like let Reagan do whatever he wanted in the '80s.
Yeah, the guy that got steamrolled by Reagan regularly, and he was there to sort of like shake his hand and say, "Oh yeah, let's do that."
He aspires to be one of those Vichy Dems.
Yeah,
but pretty much like they don't want to give it to him. But I mean, I think Elizabeth Warren like gave him a nice tip or something like that.
Really, that's a shocker, actually, genuinely, because the way that Warren's been dragging, I mean, like, so for those of you who haven't been paying attention to this, Elizabeth Warren in, what was it, probably January or maybe late December, decided to just stick the shiv into Bernie Sanders' back and decided to like say that, oh, Bernie was personally sexist to me, and she's been like talking about the Bernie bros and all this other kinds of stuff. But now she's kind of come around. Is that true? Well, I didn't see that part.
I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know she did kind of do the thing where she was like, I'm going to do some politicking because like she was high on like her like stat like platforms, which were good.
And yeah, when she initially came out, she released a lot of like blog posts that had information, like a lot of detailed information, and then she would start to back off.
And the more she like shied away from that, the more like electioneering she was kind of doing. Like she was kind of like trying to find the hot thing.
Well, and she started getting people from the Clinton campaign and the Harris campaign as they went out. They kind of like split between her and Biden and started doing the same crap that lost the election for both of them.
Yeah.
And they're doing it again. They're going 3-0 or 0-3, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, the field is 0-3. Bernie's 3-0.
3-0, baby. Don't worry about these stupid SDEs or whatever the hell in Iowa. That doesn't mean a damn thing.
Iowa. Oh yeah, the app.
And well, the app, and there was these things called state delegate equivalents, which is it doesn't actually count towards the number of delegates. It's just people that would be going to the state convention. And yeah, while even though Bernie Sanders won by more than 6,000 votes,
yeah,
Somehow, some kind of way, Pete ended up with more of them. And even after the first two caucuses, or the first two states, one was a caucus, one was a primary, Pete was up like one delegate, even though Bernie had won by a combined like 10,000 votes, which is just incredibly stupid.
Yeah.
Like, the system is entirely broken if the person that gets the most votes is losing two in a row. Even though he didn't. I mean, obviously, he is 3-0. Bernie's 3-0, period, the end. Everybody, start bending the knee right now.
Yeah, don't say that.
Why?
The knees. I don't know. I don't like that terminology.
I mean, have you not watched Game of Thrones?
Yeah, it's a bad show.
It's still popular.
Are you doing the, is this your Voldemort? Like, is this your Trump is Voldemort now? Are you, like, hopping on the pop culture thing?
I'm always on the pop culture thing.
You're the worst.
I'm always on the pop culture thing. But, yeah, so... but I wanted to extend a very special congratulations to the biggest Bernie bro of them all, El Gigante of Bernie Bros. I don't know how to speak in Russian. Vladimir Putin.
Oh,
yeah. Congratulations to him. He's obviously, according to James Carville, the smartest person. He's taken it over. They had a report this week that said that, like, Russia was kind of like going to put their thumb on the scale to get Bernie elected. And that's just another one of these conspiracy theories that I've heard repeated by even, like, again, even union leaders like Randy Weingarten, just repeating this Russia stuff. She's obsessed with Russia. She's been talking about Russia since, and again, I'm a member of AFT, you know, and unions are good. We need to keep our leaders accountable. But she's been talking about Russia literally since January of 2017. Because I was, like, literally at a conference where she just started talking about, like, well, what about this Russia stuff?
Wild. That was, like, people are worried about that?
Well, yeah. It's always, yeah, Putin's always just kind of got to get his hooks in to whatever the U.S. is doing. I don't know. As though, like, the U.S. never gets involved in any kind of, you know, foreign policy, election tampering, or whatever. Even if it did happen, it would be bad. But, like, look at, like, a very pot and kettle situation, right?
I mean, it's really weird, like, his power over here, because, like, a bunch of years back, he just became a meme, and then he became scary. Yeah. And now he's, like, people just think he could do anything. Like,
yeah. Like, yeah, they think that Buff Bernie memes made by some stupid Russia account, like the Buff Bernie. Do you remember the Buff Bernie?
No.
There was like a meme where somebody was posting just like a jacked up Bernie.
Is it the same thing as like Mayor Pete is hot with a beard? So it says the gays.
No, because this was actually made, like, apparently this was apparently made by some kind of like Russian outfit.
Oh.
And they were doing it, but like still, I don't care.
I mean, the Pete thing is made for no one, and no one believes it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Like,
so explain the Pete thing.
Oh, there was, like, a day on the internet where some publication was like, Mayor Pete's got a beard now, and the gays think he's hot. And all the gays on the internet were like, no, we don't. Pete's a fucking... Pete's a dork.
There's literally a queers against Pete group, like a group that's out there to sort of like push against him,
showing up all his all his things.
What is it? The I know at one of the events that Pete put on, they had somebody put up a trans flag that said like "We are dying" or something like that.
I don't know. I remember one time they were like, "Pete, we don't like you" or something, and they like made a big thing of it. And somebody's like, "You guys are homophobic," and you're like, "We're gay." But it's like a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, just. It's, yeah, I mean, I guess we can move that forward as well, because
Pete's irrelevant.
Well, I mean, he's still in second place, but like it's still, it kind of, as we come into states that have like larger non-white populations, I suppose, more people of color, more like black folks and things like that, he already has like almost no black support. from black people and people of color. And also, he's got this history of firing that police chief in South Bend, and the way he handled that a really horrible situation of police violence.
Yeah,
there. Guess what? He's going to be completely shot full of arrows as soon as this happens. Yeah, like, as soon as he shows up over there.
He's basically like, hey, you guys have never run a town, have you? It's pretty tough. Like, being a mayor of South Bend is like people, like, there's
it's
this,
a college town.
There's
man.
This weird thing people have been talking about how, like, there's this illusion that if you're the mayor of New York, like, that's like a path of the presidency.
And it never works.
And it's not the case. Like, it didn't even work. Like, Dewey didn't even beat Truman, except for that one paper.
Yeah, well...
But, like,
Well, de Blasio already lost, and Bloomberg is going to lose.
But, like, if being the mayor of New York, the biggest city in the entire continent, is... well, side Mexico City, is, like, not enough, what is the mayor of South Bend, Indiana, going to do? Like,
well, and here's the other thing, like, especially... And I want to kind of, like, drill in on the New York thing. Like, people in New York hate the mayor of New York.
Yeah.
So why would anybody find the mayor of New York?
New York has a lot of bad mayors. Like, can you think of a good mayor? Ed Koch, Giuliani, Bloomberg. These guys are Democrats in name only. Like,
Giuliani was or not. I think he was no party at the time or Republican.
Oh,
and
great.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that Bloomberg was an independent or Republican as well. Either way,
it's just insane.
New York's a weird place, man.
Yeah, I don't even want to begin on trying to understand that place. Like, I live in Louisiana. So I don't need to know about New York. Like, I still think it's like it's in the Ninja Turtles where you're walking in the store and it's like a bunch of ninjas jump on you.
Ah, I'm sure that does happen sometimes. There's also Chris Matthews, who following in the footsteps of Chuck Todd, who compared people like Bernie supporters online, the posting. Compared them to brown shirts.
That's Chuck Todd.
That Chuck Todd did that. And then now, Chris Matthews, the hardball guy.
Yeah.
Tipping Reagan, Bobby Kennedy, guy.
All these history guys.
Yeah. He's comparing Bernie's, like, first three victories as to, like, the fall of France. He's calling it over. Which... I mean, again, this is a World War II reference where the Wehrmacht, the German army, from the Nazi Germany, came and smashed right through France. So these people just desperately want Bernie, who is the son of people who, I mean, he's family. He's got uncles and cousins who died in the Holocaust. They desperately want him to be a Nazi.
I mean, it's pretty comparable, saying that Democrats are like the Maginot Line, because they're just like expensive and people have too much confidence in it. And like, people think the Democrats are going to stop things, but they're not. Like Chris Matthews was referring to,
Other than that, he's right. Like, he's right in the fact that, like, Bernie's already blown the lid off of this thing in a certain sense, right?
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. Those kind of comparisons don't particularly sit well with me, you know what I mean?
I mean, the Maginot Line was, like, something built for if World War I happened again and World War II happened, and they're like, oh, wait, planes are good now, and, like, we have big tanks that aren't just, like, tractors. Like, it was just an outdated thing. Like, maybe like the Democratic Party, and it did not help anything.
Right.
But I think we've had a good little run on like the Bones Brigade and like all this stuff, but I got to bring it down for a somber note. Rocket Man's dead, y'all.
Drop a big ol' F in the chat.
Yeah, drop a big F.
For the realest one,
yeah.
A capital F.
He
make that little a 0 and 7.
What is his name?
Mad Mike Hughes, baby.
Mad Mike Hughes.
R.I.P.
The Rocket Man, who is, if you've never heard of him, he's a man who lives in Eastern California, kind of in the Badlands, and his thing is he's going to build a rocket.
He built several rockets.
Oh, yeah. He successfully has built and flown rockets.
Because he wanted to fly up and see the curvature of the Earth.
Yeah, he wants to go so... he's a
Or the lack thereof, I suppose.
Yeah, he thinks he's going to go up and see Paris.
Yeah. Like,
but...
well, because the world is just a very large piece of paper. It's, yeah. It's thin as a piece of paper.
Which is his, like, you know... like, he's welcome to do that.
Flat Earth. Oh, yeah, absolutely. He's encouraged to do but that by me.
This guy's actually more encourageable than most in that he's built all these rockets to try and, like, manually see the curvature of the Earth and, like, willing to be proven wrong.
No, he's not willing to be proven wrong. He just didn't get high enough.
But he, this time, decided to put his cool, overdone welding goggles and top hat on and build a rocket out of steam.
Yeah, he built the Stanley Steamer rocket.
Yeah, and we're now this
and
all...
then it came down. Let me pull up the article because it's just so completely tragic.
Yeah,
just you can't.
I mean, is there anything more dependable than steam?
Anything more dependable than steam?
Yeah, I mean, steam ran this country for 100 years, Jeff. Where were you?
I mean, we don't use steam for shit now.
Yeah, I know, but...
this is from Newsweek.
Still well-documented science.
Daredevil Mad Mike Hughes was killed in a rocket crash while trying to prove his flat Earth theory. The 64-year-old died after his homemade steam-powered rocket crash landed moments after takeoff near Barstow, California on Saturday, according to TMZ. A video posted to Twitter by journalist Justin Chapman showed the rocket being launched. Seconds later, the parachute is seen deploying too early, and the rocket plummets to the ground. Mad Mike Hughes just launched himself in a self-made steam-powered rocket and crash-landed. Very likely he did not survive, Chapman wrote alongside the clip. It does suck. And then there's video. There's all kinds of stuff. He's San Bernardino County.
I mean, I just want to say, if I ever die trying to disprove something very easily provable... that I hope is just...
he built that rocket himself. And you know what? Are you sure that NASA's not lying to us? Are you sure the government's not lying to us?
I mean, I don't really trust NASA. They're always up to some stuff. Like, I think they're saving the good rockets for themselves.
Yeah. Oh, no. Well, they're giving them to Elon Musk now, right? They're paying for Elon Musk to build them.
Even better. Nobody I trust more than Elon Musk.
Yeah. So, Mad Mike...
yeah,
gonna miss you, big guy. And the real question becomes, who's gonna step up?
Yeah.
And be the next big flat earther.
There's a big power vacuum.
Yeah,
It's easy to get on YouTube and be like, I don't think the Earth is round.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you can make your videos and you can do your stupid things where you bring your
where you're sitting in your car at Chick-fil-A talking about how, like, you don't believe the Earth is round. Like, wow.
Yeah.
Who is Galileo to say something like that?
Yeah, and he didn't see it. I mean, he did some math. What a nerd, right?
Yeah.
Or even the people that get on an airplane and they bring their, like, some kind of contraption where they can say, well, this will prove that once we get so far up in the air that the Earth is not, you know, is not curved.
They weren't shooting from the hip quite like Mad Mike.
No, Mad Mike went for real. He went big, big, big. He was a dreamer, that guy.
Mad Mike wasn't about charts and graphs and, like, going down YouTube holes. This guy...
Or if he did, he did it for the real thing.
This guy was swinging a hammer.
Yeah.
He was doing the I'm sure, complex math. Like,
yeah. Legend in the game, man.
Yeah. Sad to see him go.
You hate to see it. It's just brutal.
Yeah.
I don't know what... ugh. What are we going to do without Mad Mike? I tell you what, man.
World is a lot less, like... I mean, I guess steam is finished now. Like, it's not viable anymore.
I mean, if nothing else, this proves it.
It's done. Like, all we have steam left for is saunas.
That's nice.
Yeah, that's nice.
I guess we could cook with steam.
Steam cleaning.
Yeah,
that's good.
Steam cleaning, but not for propulsion.
No, not for
propulsion. We have literal rocket fuel for rockets now.
Dry cleaning.
Yeah. All right. So anyway. That's going to do it for today. You can check out Good Morning Comrade on goodmorningcomrade.com. You can check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram. You can also check us out on Patreon, patreon.com/goodmorningcomrade. Be in the people, be one of the people that makes this show possible. We have a couple folks that are already involved, and we really do want to start doing some merch, but we can't do it without anything. So, anyway, this has been Good Morning Comrade. Bye.